Tyson Slosky, the head coach of the Olds Grizzlies.
Tyson, obviously the season is already underway with a one game in Drayton Valley last night. So just walk us through, you know, the preparation for game one and how you thought you guys did.
Yeah, I thought we were well prepared from what we've done in camp and exhibition and just from like a pre-scout perspective. And I thought we did a tremendous job. I thought the first two periods we were the better team and probably deserved to be up one or two going into the third period. And hockey is the way it is. And it was a tied game. And in the third period, they were the better team and were able to put the puck in the net on the power play and resulted in a loss. But overall, we're really happy with how we played. We just think we can play a full 60 minutes a little bit better. But overall, it was a really good first game.
Sure. So your power play goes 0-4. Your penalty kill gives up, you know, 2-on-5. Just to assess your special teams.
Yeah, it's a huge area of focus for us. I thought our power play did an okay job of like generating some momentum, but I don't think we had an attack mindset enough, and we definitely didn't generate enough grade A looks. Your power play doesn't always have to score, but it has to like generate grade A scoring chances and momentum for us moving forward. And I just don't think we did a great job of that. To be honest, our penalty kill looked really good in the first and the second and really stymied them. And then they made a little bit of an adjustment and they've got some good players that made some high-end plays. But I think just some little details on the penalty kill we can clean up, whether that's from an entry perspective and just kind of denying that a little bit better or an in-zone perspective where we can just take away a few of their options and kind of limit what they're given.
For sure. Obviously, there's a trade between the two teams that will play here tonight with Quinn Abbott going to Camrose and then Hubert LaRose and Ryan Mould fitting right into your lineup here tonight. So just walk us through the deal and the players that we will see for you tonight.
Yeah, we're super excited to get Moldy and LaRose, right? They're two players that we actually identified last season when they were playing in the CSHL and were very interested in the summer trying to get them on board. The Camrose kind of beat us to them and we were talking to them a little bit earlier and they ended up going there. So when we had the opportunity to get them, we were quite excited that they were available to us. We think both are really good players and they fit the age group that we were kind of looking for. With the 07 birth years, we don't have as many of those players and we think that they're going to be very high-end players in the next couple of seasons, and we think they're going to be able to make an impact on our team this year as well.
You get seven players in the lineup tonight that did play games for this team last season, and obviously with, you know, as many changes as there have been around junior hockey, how important is it to have, you know, your group from training camp and a consistent group here as far into the season as you can to, you know, try and build something in year one?
Yeah, 100%. I think for us, like, we're limited with the amount of returning players, but we've tried to stay honest and loyal to the guys that have came and earned this opportunity and not just flopping for the next player that comes available. And we want this group to fight and figure it out. That being said, we got a lot of guys that haven't played in the league before, like even some older guys that played junior hockey the last couple of years, but they haven't played in the AJ. And it's a tough league, and I think we found that out yesterday with some of our puck battles and our compete level, and we expect some of those guys to be a little bit better tonight within that look. But ultimately, we want to build a good culture, and in order to do so, we want to make sure that there's familiarity with our player group.
You bet. Walk us through the players that you've put letters on the jerseys here this season as part of your leadership group, obviously starting with your captain and Hunter Motley.
Yeah, Hunter's just a tremendous person. He's a great leader on and off the ice. He's one of the hardest working players we have, and he leads by example and is definitely vocal at the same time. And then Rhett Miller, very similar. Like, him and Hunter are from the same cloth. Both guys are well respected in the room. Both guys are great leaders, and Miller being a local Olds product, we're super proud to name him an A. And then Thomas on the back end there, just another solid person. He brings like a lot of like lightheartedness to the dressing room, and we need that at times. We got some guys that are pretty hard on themselves, and he does a tremendous job just like building guys up, and it's a lot of fun to watch. And he's honestly one of the most positive and just overall like always just in a good mood type of guy, and it's really well suited for our team. And then round it out with Brody Martin, a younger guy, but like he just does everything the right way. Like, he's kind of got a pro mentality. You see him in the gym on off days, you see him in the gym doing extra work, you see him just kind of outworking everyone, and we thought it was really important to have a leader like that can kind of just show the way we want our young players to act and how you can prepare for being a really high-end player.
looking around at the league last night, I think just about every home opener had more than 1,000 fans. Obviously, we're hoping for a big crowd here tonight. How do you, you know, manage, you know, the nervousness and coming out in front of that kind of crowd, but also establishing that home ice is going to be, you know, a place where the Grizzlies are going to protect their den this season?
Yeah, like, we want to be a huge part of the community, and obviously the support means everything to us, and we want to be able to show that on the ice, right? Like, the community has done a tremendous job so far, and we're expecting a big crowd tonight, but we have to hold up our end of the bargain and make sure we're good on the ice from a compete perspective and from an on-ice play perspective, and I think we're going to be prepared with that. And I know our guys are super excited for the home opener. I'm sure there will be some nerves, but I think we got a lot of that out yesterday as well. So we're expected to come out, play hard, and see where we can line up against cameras.
Excellent. Well, keep her going. Thanks for doing this, Tyson.
Yeah, anytime. Appreciate it.